The Animal Practice of Marion has a special this week on rabies vaccinations and all sorts of other shots that you need for your cats and dogs. Get your discounted heartworm test, too, just $15. Call and make an appointment today. This special is for this week only, October 19th through the 23rd. Well, Coach Starnes, after a week layoff, the Rockets come back in full force, go down to Fulton County, long drive, throw up 36 in the first quarter and go on to win this game 50-6. And it's kind of fun to have games like that. Set some records, and the kids enjoy it. But in the long run, does it really help your football team?
You know, it does, as far as putting us in a position to play for the district championship. I think it does. It gives confidence to some kids. But I'm going to tell you, you know, you have games like that that you still have to execute. And I say it every year. When you play teams like that, you've got to worry that your kids are not as focused, that they're expected to just go out and win the ball game if they just show up and they don't try. But we still have to execute. And, you know, I think that right off the bat, you know, we started game off kicking off to them, and Will Perkins, who I think is one of the most improved players that we have, pooch kicked and did an excellent job, and we recovered it and set the tempo right then. But that's what we've been preaching all week. You know, our concern was that we were coming off of an off week, so you just don't know how one team will respond to another week by week when you have an off team. Fortunately, you play teams like Fulton County like that on that off week, and it doesn't affect you as much. But I'm going to tell you, when you're out of routine, then you as a coach really, really concerned about it and worried. But in saying that, I thought I thought our coaching staff and Jeremy Wheeler, defensive coordinator, and Sean Thompson, offensive coordinator, had a great game plan, and the kids executed the game plan. It doesn't matter who you face, you still have to execute, and I thought we did that well.
We have your two coordinators here today celebrating this huge victory out of the defense. Really, the defense shut them out. Their only score was an interception, a pick six, and that was returned for a touchdown. But held them to minus 8 yards in the rushing category, Coach Wheeler. And I know you have to be proud of the kids for that. What did you see on the defense that made such a big difference?
Yeah, I was very proud of the defense, the way they played. Thought we lined up well and we adjusted because we didn't see them go into trips too much of the film that we had on them. And they came out in trips right off the bat. We adjusted well. And then I thought a lot of our techniques, for the most part on defense, everybody did well, especially like a Jacob Russellberg. In the stat line, he had one solo and a sack. But realistically, he lined up where he was supposed to every play. Really did a great job of jamming their very athletic receiver. And, you know, there's still some few things for us to work on defensively. But overall, I was very pleased with their effort. And you know, they really wanted to go out there and get the shutout, and I thought they were very focused before the game to do that.
You know, at the game, before the game, I had a little bit of concern because it was quiet as a church. I mean, it was all the coaching staff. I noticed y'all were kind of clutching yourself and not screaming like you usually do because everybody could hear everything. It was very quiet, the atmosphere, not a whole lot of enthusiasm for football at Fulton County right now. But, you know, offensively, we got to get on Coach Thompson. You know, Coach Thompson, your offense only had 11 plays in the first half and one first down. Now, what can you say to that? Of course, let's see, how many touchdowns were there? Six?
Hey, we might do better. one first down?
Yeah, one first down, and that was the last play of the half. That's how dominant the offense was. You scored every time you touched the ball.
Yeah, and it was good to go out and execute that way. I was really proud of Nick. He was very efficient. He put the ball where it needed to be. And I was proud of the receivers because that's the first time we've ever been, this year, we've been able to get off man coverage like that and get open. So that was a huge night for them. Offensive line protected like they usually do, and it ended up being a good night.
And their secondary was fairly athletic.
Yeah, athletic.
Yeah, so that's a lot. Tyler Coleman had a touchdown pass. Hollis had a couple of touchdown passes. Birdwell had one for 82 yards. And Ethan Hunt had one after his interception. Two interceptions for Ethan Hunt. And, you know, that's not a school record, but you would think it would have to be at least a tie, but actually three has been done a few times. But we did, Nick Castiller had the most touchdown, tied the school record for most touchdowns passing in a game, five, and that ties him with Austin Berry and Taylen Polk. So that's a nice little place to hang your hat in it as a quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, very efficient, put the ball where it needed to be.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too. I thought that Nick threw the ball well, as accurate as he's thrown the ball a long time. I know we're throwing a lot of screen passes, but that's what happens, and you have to throw that in the spread offense in order to keep them honest, to be able to throw screens, to be able to throw it deep down the field when you fake a screen and able to throw it down like we did. You know, so I just thought that he threw the ball with as much poise as I've seen him throw it this year. And that's what we have to have going into Russellville week. You know, but Gallagher was messing with me before the game, David Gallagher, and I was asking him how come he didn't mow the field. It was as thick as I've ever seen a football field. And he said it was to slow us down. And of course, I've never heard Fulton County ever say that to slow us down. But when we threw the ball out to Burwell, and he outran everybody and ran 80-something yards, I thought, okay, I see why you think we have speed. But, you know, it was a good night, and I thought we executed well. And therefore, we did what we had to do. We wanted to go there, and we wanted to make sure that we tried to get back early, a running clock. So it was almost the first quarter that and I challenged Coach Thompson to get 28 points in the first quarter, and I had to help him out with a two-point conversion there, too, to make it 29. So it's pretty good.
But we had 28.
You had 36
in the first quarter. 2 minutes left.
Yeah, but I wanted to help him out and do my part, too.
What a game. It was over early. And no one got hurt in the game, but you did have an accident for the game, lost your backup quarterback, at least for that game. Hunter, I understand this, the injury may not be as bad as the first thought. Hunter Boone?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I didn't know that he was hurt until we came in Friday, and I was told that we were going to lose him for the JV game tonight. So it was a freak accident in practice where he was taking up balls. Somebody punted a ball, and it rolled up and hit his fingers, so we don't know how bad it is. And I haven't heard anything this weekend as far as whether
I heard
or not.
It was a chip bone in his finger.
It's right behind the weapon.
Yeah, so we, of course, Paxton Riley came in and finished up the game at Fulton County, and he's your number three guy. So now I guess, is that Hunter still out for the JV game this week? Is that?
As far as I know, I mean, we don't know, but you know, we made a deal with Webster County that we're not going to take our juniors, so they can play eighth graders and play up, and that's the rule, KHSA rule. So, you know, we're going to have to find a quarterback for tonight that at least can hand the ball off. So, you know, we still have some ideas that we're going to do, and have to see if we can make that happen. But we're not going to take our juniors tonight, and we'll make it happen and see whether or not that Hunter can play or not.
We'll step back into the game a minute and talk about Ethan Hunt, his two interceptions we mentioned earlier. And it's kind of a rule of thumb. When you make a big play on defense, you get a shot on offense, right? And then the very next play, when they turn the ball over, on the offensive side, you go deep to Ethan, and he makes a pretty good catch here.
And I actually told him, before that series, next series, you're going to get your touchdown. I've been telling you all year, you're going to get a touchdown. Next series, it's yours. So he went out and made a play because he wanted the touchdown. So, I mean, it's nice that he's going to do that.
Well, his first pick almost looked like the one from USC and Stanford. UCLA and Stanford. The guy caught it behind his back. And then his second one at halftime, he was very apologetic. And I said, Ethan, what are you apologizing for? He's like, well, I should have had a pick six. I shouldn't have jumped, you know, on that second one. I was like, well, either way, you know, we got the ball back to offense and scored. So.
And I think some other streaks stayed alive with Alex Cosby caught a pass, a shovel pass, but I think he's now up to 10 or 11 straight games he's caught a pass in. Those kids, they really enjoy the statistics, and Andy Hunt does a great job keeping up all this stuff. We're glad that there's some excitement in it. Travis Fitzgerald had another big game. Was he the Devin Hopper was the lineman of the week, and what did he end up having that made him the lineman of the week?
Well, I mean, Devin Hoffer was, you know, he just all over the field, played hard, his motor all over. He had two solos, two assists. I mean, you know, we didn't have that many plays. So, I mean, we were trying to find somebody. But, you know, Devin Hoffer, we felt like came back from, you know, playing well and is doing a great job. And felt like that he was lineman of the week.
Travis Fitzgerald had a fumble recovery. That's 8 for his career. That ties him with Billy Mills. You've got to go way back when Billy played back in the 80s. Of course, Billy's an official now. We see him from time to time. And that was a long-standing record, so now you got two guys with that one. Anything else, Coach Thompson? I know we'll talk about Russell later in the week, but as we prepare for them. But anything coming out of this game at Fulton County, you feel like you can hang your hat on as we move forward?
Yeah, we said before the game that we wanted to go out and do what we were supposed to do, just because that's what you're supposed to do. And I felt like they did that, so that's a step in the right direction. You know, other times we had opportunity to do that, we shot ourselves in the foot, but. It's probably the first time all year we came out and did what we were supposed to do just because. And they wanted that, so that's a positive for me.
Coach Wheeler, you held Fulton County to -8 on the ground and 80 in the air. You do that to Russell this week, we'll be in good shape.
I hope you're right, Chris. But, yeah, I mean, our defense beginning of the week, you know, we thought they were going to line up and, you know, run power eye at us, so they wanted to really shut the run down. I didn't really fathom that we'd hold them to -8, but I was glad that they set a goal at the beginning of the week and they were able to obtain that. I think one of the passes or maybe two of them were kind of long out of the 70-something yards that they had. But, you know, overall, I thought defensively they played really, really well. Even the backups guys that came in, I thought they really played a lot for the seniors and juniors to keep that shutout going.
All right, well, it's a big win on the road. It's a long, grueling road trip down there. And like as you said, Coach Starnes, a week off. You never know what to expect. Your timing's off sometime. But went out and took care of business. Great win.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And again, we just felt like that that coming off of the open week that the kids executed well. But, you know, it starts with preparation and gameplay, and I thought our coaches did a good job.
All right, we'll get ready for Russell this week. It's a big showdown, see who's district champion. We'll talk to y'all later in the week about that game.
All right, buddy, thanks.